love Audible because it's the destination for thrilling audio entertainment and next listen recommendations to habituate every type of mystery listener. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, diabolical, and shocking tales that enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers and best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped. Keep your heart rate up month after month with this pulse-pounding collection you can't hear anywhere else. And every month, I love that I get to choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. I selected Without Conscience, The Disturbing World of Psychopaths Among Us. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/SWW or text SWW to 500-500. That's audible.com/SWW or text SWW to 500-500. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744. By new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I just remember feeling like this immense comfort when I heard his voice for the first time. And he has this beautiful British accent, really soft-spoken, and sounds so kind on the phone. The date was awesome. I heard from him right away the next day in the morning. And honestly, from there, it was pretty full speed.
I had never seen her so excited until she had started talking about Joe. We would tease her. I'm like, oh, you're really into this guy. Like, you're really, really into him.
He was calling me all the time, sending photos, constantly texting. And he goes, it's not that easy. It's not that simple. I was out at a coffee shop in the city, and there was a table of 5 people near me. And these two guys parked their car in front of the place and walked in and shot the 5 people next to me, all 5 of them, and left. I hid under a table, and I was close enough that literally blood splattered on me. And not long after that, within a 12-hour period, the government showed up and spoke to me. And then he goes, I'm in WITPRO. And I was like, WITPRO? Like witness protection? And he's like, yes. He's like, that's why you can't find me online. I cannot be on the internet. I have to keep my stuff really, really private. I have agents that are with me. I let myself in, but it's like 10 o'clock and she's dead asleep. And you could tell I get in there and she wakes up and she was like, what are you doing here?
His mom passes away. Then he goes into witness protection, but he's this movie producer and super rich, and then he has cancer. It felt like watching a Netflix series.
He had these relationships with the actors that he worked with. One of them was Ryan Murphy, who's a really known director. And he was like, hey, he's coming and doing, working on this pilot on the show that I'm working on. And it's really exciting.
So much of that stuff worked in his favor. COVID worked in his favor. Kenzie was pretty much alone. We were all locked up.
He would get messages from the people that wanted to hurt him or hunt him down saying, we know where you are. We found you. You have to pay us this much money or this is going to happen to you and your family.
And I was like, I'm not sure how to really put this into words of why I think this, but I think Joe's lying. He just kind of looked at me really stunned, being like, holy shit, I think you guys are right. Charlotte comes up and she's like, you know, I actually did some research on my end and that dude is lying about a hell of a lot more.
And you have all this proof. How do you tell your friend that they've been brainwashed, gaslighted, lied to, all of that for over a year?
I felt like the room was actually spinning. And my brain was thinking, there's no way this is real life because this doesn't make any sense. This is the shit you see in movies. this isn't real. Like, none of this can possibly be real. But
it all worked in his favor. It all worked really great for him. He's like, they're rushing me to the hospital. I do not know what's going on. I am bleeding. I'm very, very sick.
That's when Sophia had shared, like, hey, she bought a one-way flight. And yeah, that was scary.
Fake ass motherfucker.
You think you've hit the climax, but it keeps going. You're gonna think we've hit the crazy part of the story, and then it's gonna get crazier.
It felt surreal. You're finding out all this information about this stranger. Are we being punked? Someone gonna pop out of the closet? Should we be scared? Terrifying. Someone like that exists truly in this world. And that he has a whole family that thinks probably pretty highly of him, and they're not aware of the monster that he is.
There is no doubt in my mind this man is looking for me, and it scared the shit out of me. So I start running, and I'm running, and this van is chasing me. And he sends me this screenshot, and it's at the top of it, the name said Preacher, and it said, we got some flags. Someone found your profile. We're coming over.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Something Was Wrong early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
In May of 1980, near Anaheim, California, Dorothy Jane Scott noticed her friend had an inflamed red wound on his arm and seemed unwell. She insisted on driving him to the local hospital to get treatment. While he waited for his prescription, Dorothy went to grab her car to pick him up at the exit, but would never be seen alive again, leaving us to wonder, decades later, what really happened to Dorothy Jane Scott? From Wondery, Generation Y is a podcast that covers notable true crime cases like this one and many more. Every week, hosts Aaron and Justin sit down to discuss a new case, covering every angle and theory, walking through the forensic evidence and interviewing those close to the case to try to discover what happened. And with over 450 episodes, there's a case for every true crime listener. Follow the Generation Y podcast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Generation Y ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.